News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Earlier this week, we heard from Aoife Lane, who was the head of the Department of Sport at Athlone Tús, on calls to fund inclusive facilities in the plans to integrate the Ladies Football and Camogie Association into the GAA. Now, most current facilities were designed only with men in mind. Our own reporter, Sarah Madden, has been investigating facilities at sports clubs across the country to find out what impact, if any, a disparity may be having on women's sport.
Women's sport has come a long way in recent decades.
Played with the boys up until I was under 15 because there was no girls' team. So you played with the boys, you didn't play at all.
With female athletes now flying the Irish flag on international podiums.
Women's 4x400 metre relay team, second in Europe, national record.
And though times are changing, facilities haven't kept up.
The dressing rooms in clubs throughout the country were actually built just for males only because there wasn't any female sport being played.
Which has left women and girls in sticky situations.
There'd be a bush in the middle of the park and that's where I used to have to get changed.
So what impact is the current infrastructure having on sports women and girls? And do we need an equal standard of facilities to have equality in sport?
Steve Malloy and I coach in Corinthians Boxing Club. Yeah, well, Corinthians is based in right in the heart of the north of the city. It's a real old-fashioned gym, it's a proper gym, working-class gym. Basically, it's like a safe haven for kids around the area to come in. They probably won't be the best boxers in the world, but they come in, feel safe, have the crack with their friends, and that's what it's all about.
But Corinthians has produced world-class boxers.
Kelly Harrington was down in this boxing club a few times because she kind of started here and then she left. So when she won, she was down here doing a couple of lessons. That was good, yeah, because like obviously she won the Olympics, so it was good having someone in the area that who won it to show people that they can win, like they can go far.
Kelly Harrington may be an idol for Stephen's daughter Lucy, but by the looks of the facilities here, you'd hardly know it had produced a female champion.
But you can see the difference of the men's there now, all lovely toilets, lovely showers, like benches in. I'm going to bring you into the ladies, I want you to see the difference, like this. Like you couldn't swing a cat in here. If you were to put five or six teenage girls in here on a Monday or a Tuesday night training, like you don't have much space, like where the lads have all the space inside. The girls' change room, there's no shower in here. We have only one toilet that the boys use, so when the girls come in, we have to make sure there's always someone that's standing at the door, make sure there's no boys going into the toilet.
It's a disparity that isn't lost on 14-year-old Lucy or the other girls she trains with at the club.
I think it's like a real disadvantage to people who want to come down and want to do go far because they see that obviously like the boys have a big one. People want them to go further rather than the girls because they have more of an opportunity, they have the more space and all. You need like the same opportunities, the same of everything to both yous are going to go that same distance. It's given off the idea that like you don't really need to be here, we're going to like go, we're going to do this, you just stay back. Like it's kind of given that off. Whenever it was about the same, I think I'd be down here more. So it does really affect that.
A GoFundMe fundraiser and generous local builder Joe Carabini are working to improve the facilities at Corinthians. But Coach Stephen thinks sports clubs like his should qualify for more governmental funding. And he's not the only one.
We need a specific fund put in place, something similar to the Sports Capital Programme, which is in place, to allow all sporting organisations upgrade their facilities to make sure that we have the proper facilities in place for both male and female athletes and sports people.
Senator Micheál Carraghy is the Fine Gael spokesperson for sport.
Things have changed and we need to change with the times. And I know clubs want to change, but there's significant costs associated with that. So I think it's important that we put in place a mechanism of support, you know, supports and funding to allow them, bring them up to a standard for both males and females. So I would imagine you're talking at a minimum of 100 million plus fund to allow us reconfigure the existing ones. And I think that has to be a priority.
That funding can't come soon enough for women's football.
Sometimes people are in really sticky situations trying to take a pee in a bush. You have to jump in the car and try and fly off at halftime to find somewhere, or you're stopping at local garage before a game. Just little things like that really sneak into your mental preparation for a game, which is what you don't want.
Orla Murphy is captain of the ladies team at St Patrick's CYFC, and she believes their at-home facilities could work as a blueprint for sports clubs across the country.
So I suppose this part, hey lads, this part here is our change room section. These are full of men now, so I won't go in. And then the next level of the corridor here are our women's change rooms, which are few and far between in clubs. We have our own shower area. There's no urinals or anything like that. We have our own kind of storage facility for like girls that are on their period or things like that. Places we can keep things and, you know, really just kind of set up as a group and feel supported as women. I think facilities is key to any progression in sport. And we feel equal, even though the women's team have won a lot more than the men. So there should not be equality in the club. But we certainly feel equal and we get treated quite equally. And I think the facilities just kind of prove that.
Yeah, and I think we need to do more of that as well. Sarah Madden reported.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.